92.3 Free FM. WFNY FM. New York. David Lee Roth.
On 92.3
Free FM.
Roth Radio. A primera hora. Televisión Dave. Solamente. Yeah.
One world, one love. Spreading the love, Roth Radio. Play it, Brian. Play on that, baby.
All right.
One world, one love, coming from page six here. What is it with Bruce Willis? It says today's page six from Richard Johnson, Frelick and Wilson here. What is it with Bruce Willis? Several months ago when we reported that he tried to score model Petra Nemkova's phone number, he threatened to sue us. Not only did he score the number, the two spent last weekend at Borgata in Atlantic City. Bruce, you're out of control. I'm telling you. When we start talking about South Park and all of these kinds of TV shows and how everybody's running scared because when we say it's a litigious society, that's just easy speak for everybody is threatening each other with lawsuits. And the more money that you have, the quicker that you can silence somebody, whether it's profound or not. Interesting, huh? That Willis, who's a big supporter of left-hand liberal politics, etc., is using the very same weapons that the other side is supposedly culpable to. Fascinating. He's out of control. You know who else is out of control? Britney Spears is unsanitary, says here in the news. Britney Spears horrified customers when she started changing her baby on a restaurant table in Los Angeles. One said, it was disgusting. Someone else had to go eat at that table. Yuck. The restaurant manager is quoted in Britain's News of the World newspaper as saying, it's Britney Spears. What can we do? Britney, you're out of control. Come on. Brad and Angela, guess what? They're going to adopt some kids. Oh, yeah, Brad Pitt and Angela Jolina's baby may not be the only addition to their family this year. Insiders say the actress is keen to adopt twins soon after her own child is born in May. Wow, what's going on here? There's an agenda. There's something going on. This is a girl who hasn't spoken to her father in 7 years, okay? What's going on here? Angelina wants the adoption to happen as soon as possible, reveals a source. The heavily pregnant actress is believed to be looking for soulless. I'm gonna superimpose that. She's looking for orphaned babies in Haiti and Somalia. Not content with adopting just one child, Ange has been specifically scouting for twins. She's like shopping, isn't it? With Brad once revealing that he wanted to be a dad to lots of girls, Angelina is believed to be on the hunt for prospective daughters. What does that sound like to you? Wow. That sounds like showbiz to me. What do you think, Hutch?
I think when Angelina Jolie goes on vacation, she should just bring home a T-shirt.
I got to wonder what's going on there. How can you possibly handle that many kids and still construct a romance with whoever and still fabricate a career and still go on the movie set? Is this somebody who's going to swing over to this nonsense of, well, it takes a village to raise a child, which means, yeah, now you're hiring a dog walker and a nanny and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You can't imagine how she's going to balance out all of this. Remember when she was going to become a pilot and she was going to fly around in Africa, whatever? She was going to work for humanitarian, so forth. And she probably got up to the part of the ground school when it got a little more difficult than flying around with John Travolta and having a good time, when it became pressure density altitude corrections for landing strips that are only X amount meters long in a heavily humid environment. She dropped it just like that. I wonder how far these kids are going to get before they become a little difficult here. This is interesting. Whenever I see showbiz people wearing their private life on their sleeve, I get suspicious. Just like yesterday, we dealt with the actor who says he has manorexia. What was his name? I didn't even pay attention. But nevertheless, you know, he starts wearing it on his sleeve. See, nobody can read it.
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid. it goes out one ear, in one ear and out the other, because this to me is, again, somebody wearing their private life as a way of getting attention. They get the attention, and the infirmity or the kids or whatever's behind the scenes takes the beating when mom and dad decide, well, this didn't get me as much attention as I might expect. I got to go off to do a new movie, and they leave that behind. Interesting stuff here. Angelina, you're out of control. When people take it upon themselves to start representing and they utilize other individuals like kids, that spooks me. What do you think of that, Sash?
I think that's insane.
What do you think that's?
She's going to have 5 kids now?
Yeah.
That's great. She's not going to be able to handle that.
Well,
she's a superstar.
It sounds to me like showbiz. It doesn't sound to me like family.
It's not family at all. It's the farthest thing from family.
Yeah, it sounds... How do you pay enough attention to even one kid in this day and age? All the subject matter that we go clamoring through here... You would spend all of your time just working with one kid. I don't even have the time to deal with a dog. No, really, I want a pit bull terrier named Archie. I don't have the time. Archie inarguably would turn out to be like myself, a delinquent, a truant. Archie would have a small but manageable drinking problem. Here's something that'll cause you a small but manageable drinking problem. Again, coming from page 6. Stalker buster, right-leaning analyst and blondelicious MSNBC anchor Monica Crowley spent yesterday afternoon on the witness stand in Manhattan testifying against the alleged stalker she says terrified her by following her, presenting her with unwanted roses and leaving hundreds of yucky emails. Sounds like my usual MO. Crowley told juror, knock it off, Sash. Crowley told juror, knock it off, Sash. I'm going to start sending you roses, hot stuff. Crowley told jurors that Ronald Martin, 42, especially creeped her out when she substituted anchor for Fox News 2 years ago when he stood outside the ground floor studio, so his reflection appeared in her teleprompter. Okay, I'm wondering if there's something missing from the story. Because if, in fact, he just creeped her out by waiting outside the studio... Come on, my accountant does that, you know. My attorney does that. Sasha, you said you've been stalked, right?
Yes.
And this was somebody that you knew for a couple of months, a boyfriend that you had hooked up with for a couple of months, correct?
Yes.
Okay, how long ago was this?
This was about, actually, like, literally a year ago.
Oh, not far behind.
No.
Okay. So the objects in the mirror are closer than they appear,
right.
All right? And this fella's going to explain again what happened. He moved to your neighborhood?
Yeah, I dated him for a couple of months. It was an amicable breakup. How happy can breakups be? And he moved from his apartment in New York to an apartment that's like right down the block from my old job and my house.
And what did your father think of that?
My father was getting all Tony Soprano on him.
Did your father had a conversation with him?
He couldn't, but he had conversations with other people who could have had conversations with him.
Certainly. I would absolutely
Definitely.
Expect that. And what did this individual do? Did he follow you around on foot? He leave emails and stuff like that?
He left me at least 200 text messages, called my job, called my mother.
Stop right there. What did it say in the emails and the text messages and
terrible,
stuff?
Terrible, terrible things. He called me names. He called me a pig. He called me these terrible, terrible
okay,
names.
Okay, so he wasn't trying to get over. He was trying to cut the anchor chain, so to speak.
He would bribe me. He would say he wouldn't call my mom if I would see him again. He wouldn't call my job if I would see him one more time.
How old was this retard?
31.
Oof. That's no excuse age.
Yeah, it was insane.
Okay, and what happened? How did this finally wind out?
Well, what kind of happened was that I worked with him, and I went to... the human resources.
Oh, you were working with him at the current time. This was somebody who you ran into at the water cooler.
Yes.
That's a horror show.
Yeah, okay. And I went to the human resources and which I kind of didn't want to do, but they had a talking to him and he was suspended and that was it. There was no more. He called me a couple times after that and begged me to tell them that I was lying and, you know, I could ruin his career and this, that, and third.
My program director says the exact same thing. I can go to human resources for this because he's a stalker, right? However you're describing this. And what happened is the human resources intervened and he got out of the loop,
it
right?
It was like a whole big thing. He lied to them, told them that he never had contact with me. I had text messages that could prove. He sent me so many that they started erasing themselves. My phone broke.
Stop right there. What did he say to your mother when he got her on the phone?
Terrible thing.
Please, like what?
He told my mother that him and I slept together and I gave him a sexually transmitted disease, which is absolutely untrue.
Okay.
I can vouch for that. So he told my mother that. My mom, you know, how does a mother react to that?
Heavily.
So I told my boss at the job, and he was like, that's insane.
Did you even go to the police on something like this?
I actually wanted to block his number from my phone. I wanted to file a report. I couldn't block his number from my phone unless I went to court, and it was this whole big thing. So I wanted to see how the human resources thing would play out before I would have to go to the police, because it was just
sure.
and it stopped eventually.
And he finally just disappeared.
After the whole case, after there was a file, after I had to sign a bunch of things, and it stopped.
Did you actually go to court? Did you actually have to sit on a stand and testify or anything like that?
No, all I had to do was interact with a human resources person.
Oh, yeah, you got lucky, because you you get a social retard like that, and there's no stopping it. There are so many loopholes in the legal system and the process. Mm-hmm. The process itself, even if you're successful in disconnecting human garbage like this, is that it will take you up to a year or two, and then they're going to come right back into the loop. Is that not the case?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, when we talk about stalkers, you know, then you're talking about the extreme end like you've experienced. I've shared some of my experiences with stalkers here, and I always make fun of it. Oh, don't come back here, Hutch. Come back here, sweetie. I want to ask some more questions here. Do you feel that this is an individual who's going to come back and haunt you again? Because now you're a celeb. Now you're a voice on the radio. This is the hottest seat in American radio here. You're not secret anymore.
No.
You know? And does that concern you? Is that something that ever enters into your dreams?
I wonder. And it's funny because people know who he is. And
is he a celeb? Is he a face? He's a name?
Somewhat. He's a name somewhat. I mean,
you want Animal? Go talk to him?
Wouldn't mind. He's somewhat, and I wonder if now, since he's getting a bigger name because of where he is, so I'm wondering if maybe, I mean, he still lives in Jersey. He still lives down the block from me.
Okay.
I know that. So I don't know. I'm wondering if he would come back. I'm not afraid, but I do wonder about that sometimes.
Yeah, well, you have every right to be afraid of something like that. And do you run into him on the street?
Into him a couple times when he first moved there, and I put my head down, and he put his head down and walked right by me.
And that's something that you're going to have to deal with, especially now that you're on the radio here. Give us a call one time here. Just go ahead and dial that in here. 866-313-3733. You're on, my friend. You're speaking to David Lee. Go ahead.
First, I'd like to compliment you on a wonderful show.
Thanks, friend.
It's true, you're not as funny as Howard, but you're very compelling, and I tried to call in last week, and his phones were so busy I couldn't get through.
Outstanding.
I'm glad I got through today.
Go ahead, you're on.
I mentioned about Angelina Jolie and having five kids.
Sure.
For her, it's not going to be a problem. My wife and I, we have four kids.
That's not a question. The question is the problem going to be for the kids?
I think in her case, yes, because I don't think she's going to put in the time that you need to.
Well, then that's the issue there. That's the issue, is because mom has one of the most demanding jobs in the history of any kind of jobs. You think making movies is a quick way to make money. It's a great way to make a lot of money, but it's far from quick. You go on location, you could be there for half a year. When they did Gangs of New York, Cam Diaz split for half a year. And people go much longer than that. You're going to be living on the road just like rock and roll stars do. Look what rock and rollers do to their kids. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's not going to be good for the kids.
Okay. And so what do you think the upshot here? Is she using these children to get publicity? Is this part of her showbiz maneuver at this point? Or is she legitimately in love with family and, setting in the roots there?
Well, I've got to be honest with you. I tuned in the middle. Where is she getting these kids from? Is she adopting them?
Yeah, she's adopting them from various countries, and now she's shopping for specifics. She wants twin daughters, she wants from Haiti, she wants from Somalia, and she's got a couple whatever. And it sounds to me like very specific. It sounds like somebody's shopping. Maybe I'm a cynic.
Yeah, I think it's a mixed blessing, because one is maybe these kids will have a better life, but at the same time, they're going to have a screwed-up life.
Well, what do you mean a better life? That they're going to have a better diet? Because I'm going to disagree with you right there, too.
I don't know. It depends on where these children are coming from and what the situation is. If she's just finding random kids, fine. If she's finding kids that are in need of help and maybe from a bad location that they need more than they're going to get there, then it's going to be good.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Again, my question is at what point do we say this is showbiz and it's detrimental to the kids? For example, Michael Jackson routinely uses his kids for showbiz. He parades them around, he dangles the baby, they wear a face mask, etc. Angelina hasn't gone to that degree, unless you can consider, you know, her reflection on, well, I don't want my kids to grow up in showbiz. 3 days later, there's Junior with a mohawk. What, did you just grow a mohawk? Nothing else screams look at me louder than a mohawk on a junior little kid. Agree or disagree?
I agree. I don't know what she's getting herself into. I have twin girls, 15 month old, and my wife describes them as they're trying to crawl up her butt with the crying and the babiness, because they're babies, they're little, they want her all the time.
It's a full-time job is what you're reflecting.
It's a full-time job, plus we have help, and it's still a full-time job.
I'm glad that you're weighing in on this here, because I come off as a cynic, but I'm on the side of the kids. I could care less about mommy or daddy, especially if you're even remotely close to my age. If you're either good or you're bad by the time you get to be the adult here, it's the kids that I'm reflecting on. If somebody's going to use you for showbiz, that's a little bit like Gypsy Rose Lee, isn't it? I'm going to be very fascinated to watch how these kids grow up, because I've seen mom drop a few subjects before. When she was going to become a bush pilot and go and share with the humanitarian interest, when it got a little difficult, that sort of fell off the menu. I hope those kids don't fall off the menu. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Roth Radio.
Your attention, please. David Lee Roth, first thing in the morning. We only do this because we love you.
This is the only radio show where you hear the CDs skip, isn't it? I never even knew CDs could skip until we finally arrived at these rocky shores here. There's a little beach sand in that folder, actually. I'm sorry, what are you showing me? You're showing me beach sand?
I'm showing you a CD that is so scarred up from God knows what.
I take this stuff to the beach with me, man.
Look
come
at
on,
that. Look,
turn his microphone off. Come on. They don't have beaches in England. Come on. How would he recognize beach sand? How would you possibly recognize beach sand? Come on. Anyways, talk to me again, Sasha, about stalkers here, because I want to know the break point. When is somebody really playing chase, and when is somebody stalking? How do you know the difference here? Excuse me. I have my health, huh?
I think that when he started calling me, once I was at my waitressing job, and he called me probably literally over 150 times, if I were to estimate. It was really, really bad. And he texted me a bunch of times. That's when I reached my breaking point.
Okay, because we have this here in page 6, and this is the gal Monica Crowley. And what she has in the paper here, there's probably more behind the scenes, but she claims that she was terrified from this guy. He was presenting her with unwanted roses and leaving hundreds of yucky emails here. Hundreds of yucky emails qualifies as over the top. How many qualifies as okay? I'm very curious, is that? Ladies, give me a call, 866-313-3733. If you've got stalkers, if you've had a stalker experience, or if you can even figure out for me, at what point am I no longer just in love and exercising my, my libido? Yeah, that part. I call it Little Elvis. At what point should I tell Little Elvis to stay in the building? Giving somebody unwanted flowers. Well, virtually everybody I give doesn't want the flowers. Not even mom wants them anymore. So I don't qualify that. Unwanted roses, unless you give them how many roses, how many times in a row. But there again, if you do it 20 days in a row, there's got to be some women who are going to go, wow, he really demonstrated that he's really transfixed with my essence. And then there are other folks, and you're making faces like yours going, no, that's way too many. One rose, one phone call, or beat it, Jack, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's the point where you say, I would like you not to call me anymore. And he calls again and again and again and again, or I'd like no more roses, please.
Okay, so that's the break point, is when you say get lost. Yeah, but then that's when Dad, the ghost of Dad, says try again. You know, everybody tries everything once.
It depends. I mean, it depends. If it's, like, sick and it's hundreds of yucky emails, then I guess that's what constitutes enough.
I don't know. 866-313-3733. Animal, have you ever stalked somebody? Cut to the crash. Come on, man.
Nah, man, I ain't never stalked nobody, but I have been stalked before.
Who stalked you?
You ain't going to believe this.
I'm not going to believe anybody stalked you. Come on.
It was a gay guy stalking me, man. He wanted me really bad when I worked at Peanuts and stuff.
Yeah.
He would, like, call me on my phone. I'm like, how did you get my number? He's like, you gave it to me. I'm like, I gave it to you? But, you know, I'm not a gay basher because, you know, by working there, I got a lot of gay friends, a lot of lesbian friends and all that stuff, you know.
How did he get your number?
He said I gave it to him because evidently he changes his voice when he on the phone. He sounds like a girl and stuff, you know. I'm like, dude, I'm not like that, man. He was like, well, how can you knock it if you don't try it? I'm like, nah, man, that ain't me and stuff. But how did you get my number? He said, well, I see you all the time. We talk, we hang out at Peanuts and all this stuff. Then I said, well, why don't you hit me with your real voice so I can know who you are? He would never do that and everything, man. So, you know.
Okay, and this is when you were working the door at one of the clubs down on Melrose Boulevard, Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yeah, Santa Monica, yeah.
Okay, and what finally happened? Did he start sending you roses, unwanted roses?
No, he would leave messages at the club for me and stuff, you know. And I'm like asking all the bartenders, because you know all the bartenders are gay. They're my buddies and stuff, you know. I'm like, who would do this? Do you recognize this handwriting and
stuff?
Oh,
you didn't know exactly who it was?
I didn't know exactly who it was. He'd kick it with me all the time and stuff, because when he make the phone calls, he would change his voice like a girl and stuff.
That's somebody trying to exert a power issue and scare you.
No, I don't scare very easily, man.
Not a very bright individual either, it sounds like. So what finally happened?
Well, you know, he finally stopped calling because I told him, if I ever find out who you are, dude, I'm not a gay basher, but I am going to bash you up pretty damn good. And you see me fighting these clubs, you know what I'm about, so you best leave me alone, because if I find out who you is, you're going to be a very beat up young individual.
Yeah, well, what he was doing is he's peddling fear. That's a power issue, you know, and that's what the individual was probably doing with Sasha here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a junior league psychoanalyst. Let me go for long here. You know, really, is that if he can create fear in you and apprehension, that's a terrorist tactic.
Yeah.
Terrorists peddle fear.
He was creating anger in me because what kind of freaked me out, I didn't know who he was. He said we hang out, we kick it, but he wanted me just that bad. He was trying to, like, you know.
He wanted the apprehension for you to be looking around and to throw you off balance, you dig? So that you're a little jumpy. So you can't tell who's around you. You're always going to be suspicious.
I mean, I was always suspicious of who it is. I said, I know I'm talking to him right now. Knew who he was.
This is some pencil weenie trying to peddle some fear. He had no idea what the real person inside of you was, huh?
Yeah, but I have bodyguarded for people that were stalked and stuff. You know, I just had to go to their house and go through their closets before they even go in the house, check every room in the mansion, all this kind of stuff when I worked at Ruthless. It was a lot of stalking going over there when, like, Dre left the camp. You know, it was really physical stuff. You know, a lot of people getting threats. Say, you know, you ain't going to never know when we show up. We're going to be there, dead birds. Was left in the yard, all this kind of stuff.
That's a whole different kind of stalking,
Stalking, yeah. So it was good for us because that's what we was looking for. Anybody wanted to fight back then, man, we was about it, man.
But nevertheless, still, there's a fear element there that's in your clients or whatever. Go ahead and take a call one time there, Hutch. Roth Radio, you're talking to David Lee. Go ahead, friend.
What's up, Dave? How are you doing?
Good, Don.
You know, it's easy to become into, you know, start stalking somebody. You know, you fall in love, you go out a few times, and you just can't. You can't let go. You know what I mean?
You can't let go of the girl, you mean?
Yeah, of the feelings that you have for him. And then, you know, it starts off as a few phone calls, maybe a text message. Next thing you know, it's going through your head, what is she doing when she's not with you? Next thing you know, you're standing outside of her house waiting. You never know, man.
Is this something that you've experienced and that you found yourself doing?
Oh, yeah, man. It's tough. It gets all inside of you, man.
Okay, and when you go stand outside that house, do you perceive of that as stalking?
I would think so. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for her to come home and see who she's with and what's going on.
And this sounds to me like...
I don't hate her or nothing. I love her.
So you're just transfixed with her. She has become an obsession with you, correct?
Absolutely. You know, you spend so much time together, and the next thing you know, she's just 86ing you for somebody that you don't know, and... You got to find out who it is.
And what if you find out?
Did things right?
And did you find out who it was that she was dating?
Oh yeah.
And was it somebody who pissed you off?
Oh yeah, yeah. Altercations took place.
What kind of altercations? Did you call him out in front of her place?
Oh yeah, kicking his ass on the road and stuff.
Did you bring a weapon?
No. Hands only, man. I'm not like that.
Well, what do you mean, not like that? Because an animal can do you barehanded way better than you can with a sidearm, friend. I can tell you that your hands are equally as deadly as any kind of a firearm or whatever. Sounds to me like you would...
I'm not trying to kill nobody.
You don't want to kill nobody, but you want him to be afraid of being killed.
Get away from my girl.
But she's not your girl anymore. Well, did she not tell you to take a walk?
She is.
Well, she may be in your mind, but did this...
This is what I'm talking about, man. This is how it gets to this point.
Okay, and at one point, did she tell you to take a hike?
No, she loved every minute of it.
How do you...
I'm marrying her.
Stop. How did she know... Wait, did you just say you married her?
Yeah.
She's as crazy as you are. What a great phone call.
Yeah, she's freaking loose. She's a loon.
That's the best phone call of the entire day. I thought this was going to turn into threats and incarceration. And can you put her on the phone? I want to stalk her.
I can't put her on the phone because I'm at work. But
nevertheless, so what you're saying is that you pursued this like dear old dad said. Don't take no for an answer. Go ahead and pursue her. And at some point in time, she's going to go, wow, he really is transfixed with my very being. And that's what you're saying your wife came to the conclusion with. And she said, this guy just adores me more than any other three guys combined. And she acquiesced. And now you're married. Is that a correct description?
That would be pretty, you know, stalking is only in the eye of the beholder, you know what I mean?
Quite clearly that is evident. You just fooled the hell out of me. What a great phone call. Both of you, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Take care, Dave.
Roth Radio. I can't possibly top that.
David Lee Roth, mornings. 92.3 Free FM.
クレーブデイブへようこそ。ここでは私たちが雨を降らせるの。Rough Radio First Thing in the Morning Dave TV Nothing but Yeah.
Hey, we're stalking each other. Half of my love life is based on what could be perceived as stalking somebody. I've never sent hundreds of emails, okay? But I have positioned myself outside of where I thought somebody might work. Maybe we run into each other at the soubrette's stand, you know? I've seen pretty girls and followed them for a couple of blocks in the hopes that I would see where they eat lunch or something like this. I was encouraged to do things like this by my family, okay? This is classic old school 1950s, 60s dude stuff, right? Never take no for an answer. Try again, etc. And my question, my most pronounced question this morning is, what's the break point? You know, if anybody's going to get litigated, it's probably going to be me. So I got to figure out, what is the break point here? We have somebody on the phone who says he's stalking somebody even as we speak. Brian, get on the phone. Roth Radio, talking to you. Go ahead, Brian.
Yo, what's going on, D-Row?
Are you a stalker?
Yeah, I guess so, man. I'm in a rental car. Cause my car is a little recognizable. I'm following a girl right now, my ex-girlfriend, down 195, man.
Okay, and where did you...
She got me nuts, dude. I'm going bananas. I'm outside of her house at midnight just watching who she's leaving with. I already know who's in there. I know what they're doing, but I don't care. I just watch.
Okay, well,
I
you must care.
I just don't even care, you know? It doesn't even get me anywhere. I don't even approach her anymore. I would call her and approach her and everything. But she's with somebody, but I just want to bash the guy's head in. It's kind of driving me nuts.
Okay, and is this something?
Right now, I think he's bringing her to get drugs. She had a drug problem, and we're kind of going the way to Camden. I don't know if that's definitely where they're going, but I think that's where they're going.
Where did you start to follow them, my friend?
From, Jackson.
Okay, and you're using a rent-a-car because she's going to recognize your real car.
Yeah, man, she's going to recognize my car, yeah.
Okay, and when they finally come to a stop somewhere, what is your intention?
To watch what they're doing and just see what happens.
Okay, and...
I'm just watching her, dude. I just want to see what she's doing and where she's at. Like, if I see her getting drugs or something, or if I see this guy get out of the car to cop something, I'm going to go nuts. I'm probably going to hop out of the car and just beat him down so bad he's not even going to realize what's going on.
Well,
She's going to freak because she doesn't even know I'm anywhere around. She's miles from home. She's 20 miles from home. So, I mean, it's just going to go off, man. If I'm right about what's going on right now, this is going to be it. This is where I'm going to make my presence known, and I'm just going to be like, gotcha, you know?
Well, we're talking to a real stalker here. Brian, how long did you know this woman?
I dated her for 4.5 months.
And how long ago was this?
We stopped dating, I would say, like 4 months ago.
And you've been kind of following her around and keeping an eye on for 4 months, you're saying?
Yeah, man. For a while, it was like I wouldn't even call her, you know? And then the feelings just started eating away at me, just the thought of what she was doing and who she was with and stuff. And I knew she talked to this guy a lot at work, and she would just be like, no, you know, it's nothing. I don't think anything of him, this and that. But I knew deep down that it was gonna be him, you know?
Slow down, brother. You know, say you're amongst friends. Slow down, brother. Hey, let me ask you this. Have you had words with the fella? Have you actually encountered him?
And, I don't know, man.
No, that's an easy question. Have you actually...
Like,
slow down.
Of her house, watching what was going on. I see her come home with the guy a couple times.
Okay, and have you had words with the guy? Have you spoken to the guy?
About this particular situation?
Yes.
No. I know him. I've spoken to him. I confronted him, once, we were in the store where she worked. And, I kind of, spit some of my drink on him. And I was just like, let's get the hell out of here, you know? I just brushed past guy because he was talking to her, and he didn't realize she was with her boyfriend.
Okay.
And I was standing there paying for stuff because we were there when she wasn't working, you know? Because it's a big chain, and I go there a lot anyway. And she was standing at the end, and he's like, oh, hey, what are you doing here?
Okay, can I share with...
I had, a straw.
Hold on, friend.
I kind of, spit some of my drink a little bit, and I was like, he just looked like he dropped a load in his pants.
Okay, hold on, friend. You know what? It sounds to me like you're headed for a whole lot of trouble, okay? Turn the boat around. I can hear in your voice that you're in an accelerated state. I've been put there by a lot of girls a lot of times. And it sounds to me like you're headed for a disaster that has an open end that neither you, the woman, or the guy, quote unquote, could possibly predict. I'm first going to thank you for giving us a call and an illumination inside the mind of a stalker. Clearly, this is not somebody faking. Go ahead, Brian.
You should tell him this also. This would be a bad time for him to do anything since it's all been on the air now. And
obviously, this is an individual who's also looking for an open ear. Diamond Dave's Tiki Bunker, hey, this is where the debris meets the sea. You're going to get the spotlight one way or another. But I want to thank this guy for calling. Put him back up one more time there, Hutch. You still there, my friend?
Yeah, man.
Hey, you sound like you're in an accelerated state. My recommendation is turn the boat around, go home, and rethink what you're doing. You hear me?
I'm ready to explode, dude.
I beg your pardon?
I said I'm ready to explode. I'm ready to just go nuts, you know? You're right. I'm in an accelerated state.
I understand that.
Definitely.
And the best way to do that is turn yourself around and don't go involving any of the others here. I want to thank you for giving us a call. This has been one of the most illuminating phone calls ever. Good luck to you, my friend. That's an interesting guy. That's an interesting mind. That's the first time I've heard anything like that on popular radio, huh? And that's not a BS call. You can tell right away he's in an accelerated, adrenalized state, and he wouldn't be able to describe all of those instances as fluently and fluidly. He didn't skip a beat in his recitation there. That's nobody looking for a punchline.
Do you think it's possible that he's on drugs?
Oh, I don't have any idea. You can consider coffee and nicotine as an accelerant, you know, in this kind of a state. You drink 2-3 cups of black coffee, and boom, you have an issue on your hand here. Moving along with the stalker who has been chasing this gal here, Monica Crowley, we got it from the Daily News that says the guy grabbed her arm on the subway. Boom, you're done. Game over. It's like a pit bull. They bite you once, you have to put the dog down. There's no way around that. When somebody becomes physical and you tolerate it, the game is over. And as far as, you know, guys going, well, you know, there are times when I go and I tap somebody on the shoulder or whatever, that's a little bit different here. And for those of you guys who would say, hey, you know, what's the big problem? What if somebody did that to your sister? What if somebody did that to your mom? You follow what my thinking is here? You just heard the mind of somebody in an accelerated state who's playing this kind of a chase here. That's an interesting call to wonder what would happen at the end of the game. Give us another call here, Hutch. 866-313-3733. Go ahead, you're on.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing excellent, my friend. How about yourself?
Living a dream, you know.
So, wife's ex is stalking her? What's going on?
My wife, back in the early 90s, ran away and got married at the age of, I think, 22 to a gentleman who had some really, really peculiar ideas as to how they'd be living their lives together, which which mainly consisted of him sitting in a chair while she danced in clubs and brought home wads of $1 bills.
I know that relationship.
It can be a beautiful thing sometimes. But in any relationship, there's always got to be some room for some disagreement. And typically in their life, when disagreement came up, his responses were never verbal.
Okay, so he got physical and he beat her up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and is he now stalking your wife?
Yeah, she ended up leaving the state of Florida where they were living, moving off to New Orleans, dancing a little, moving off to Houston, and making her way back up to Massachusetts.
And were you with her during these travels?
When she ended up in Massachusetts is when we met.
And gotcha. And how do you know this fella is stalking your wife currently?
Because somehow he got my current last name and actually called my mother's house looking for us.
Mothers seem to be popular to these individuals. And what did he tell your mom?
I just wanted to leave a message and a phone number and ask my wife to get in touch with him.
You just wanted to peddle a little bit of fear. And was he successful in that endeavor?
For a few days, yeah. She seemed to be kind of in the proverbial accelerated state for a few days about it.
I'll bet. And what are you doing about this? What can you do about this?
Well, I think, you know, I'm not even really sure what he's calling about. I mean, 12, 13 years is a little bit long to be obsessed about someone, no matter, although if there is a woman that you could be obsessed about that long, that would probably be my wife.
Yeah, and you just heard the last fella who was on the telephone. I think that is obsession incarnate. If you had a picture in a dictionary of what is obsession, then the last fella, what he shared with us, is that accelerated state of obsession, right? That can last a lifetime, agree or disagree.
I absolutely agree.
Okay, and has this guy showed up in front of your house physically?
No, he hasn't.
What are you going to do when he does?
Well, when he does, at this point, we've got an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old kid. And, you know, if I get any word that he's anywhere in the area, obviously I'm going to contact the proper authorities.
How come you haven't contacted the proper authorities already, my friend?
It's 1,500 miles away. Doesn't seem like that much of a threat at this point.
Ah, okay. So he's just still on the phones and the emails at this point in time for
right,
you.
Really, no emails, but I think the most disconcerting thing is that he somehow found out what her new married name is.
Oh, you can find out anything. And by the end of this interview, I could tell you your phone calls. I can call the PI that we had on the phone here about a month ago. I could download all of the telephone calls that you have personally made, and within 3 days, I can tell you who they all went to and give you their last names and social security numbers. I think it's time for everybody to stop being surprised about this. What are you going to do if he lays his hands on her at the local mini mall? That's a question you've got to start answering yourself, perhaps in advance, before you run into the guy who gave us the last phone call. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, I absolutely agree. If he did show up and put his hand on her or confront her or, you know, actually try to do something, I'd put him down like a dog.
Very interesting reactions today to people stalking. And again, I got to raise the question, you know, at what point is too many flowers? At what point is it too many emails? At what point is it, hey, just no skateboarding here? That was the most fascinating phone call. The one before this last one here, somebody in a high agitated state of stress. I hope we don't read about him tomorrow. I'll be here to make sure. See you guys in the morning. Wow.
I wanna thank you.
David Lee Roth. Weekday mornings. Oh, baby. On 92.3 Free FM. 92.3 Free FM. Free is our image. Free is our state of mind. Freedom on your radio begins with JV and Elvis, middays 10 to 1.
The strength of the free world on Free FM.
Free FM.